The Shadow Side of Knowing. One morning, I was standing in a bustling operating room, observing a veteran surgeon remove the cancerous half of a man's liver. I was there to find out if uncertainty has a place in the most high-stakes moments. That day, the surgeon was all dexterity and decision as he approached the crux of the 5-hour operation. He was barking orders, charging ahead, and oh so impressive, until the operation ground to a halt. He thought he'd made a grievous error, cutting the main stem of the bile duct carrying digestive fluid into the intestines. His quick sureness exemplifies our ideal of superior performance. Could there be more to the story of expertise? Experts have long been the people we trust to jump to a conclusion. Fire chiefs make 80% of tactical decisions in less than a minute. The seasoned leader strides into the room, knowing just what to do. Their magical prowess is built up over time as practice and experience transform new knowledge into mental models and heuristic shortcuts that can be applied instantly to problems. A doctor hears chest pains and thinks heart attack. As Nobel laureate Herbert Simon observed, intuition is nothing more and nothing less than recognition. But there's a downside to such efficiency in problem solving. Since know-how is forged from experience, our first thoughts typically are based on what's worked in the past. That's fine in familiar environments, but when faced with new, messy problems, routine experts barrel on with well-oiled assumptions that form the bedrock of their competence in predictable times. This is why years of experience are weakly or even negatively correlated with skill and accuracy in fields from chess to finance. In one large experiment, senior auditors were worse on average than accounting students at spotting unusual problems, such as embezzlement in the books. In contrast, adaptive experts inhabit the question at hand, interrogating its hidden possibilities. They spend more time than even novices diagnosing a new complex problem. Their gut reactions are data points, nothing more. Such experts tend to consider multiple potential routes of a predicament, then assess each possibility numerous ways as they refine their understanding of the problem. Pioneering psychologist Adrian de Groot calls this process progressive deepening. To take a page from the adaptive expert's playbook, try considering the opposite. Posing questions contrary to our assumptions propels us beyond the familiarity we tend to preserve and expands our budding notions of what's going on. Perhaps you're searching for a new design lead, a client-facing job that demands a sociable persona. Ask yourself, what if I was seeking an introvert instead? By posing a counterfactual, you become more likely to ask questions that probe for both traits. As a result, you might find an extroverted designer who's also reflective, or learn if a candidate is outgoing to an overbearing extent. The surgeon's error was thankfully a near miss, but his story points to a new vision of skill that carries with it both prowess and humility. With competence comes the assurance to do most things right day by day. Yet knowing just what to do is tempting far beyond its usefulness. Instead, let's hear the stories that the problem, not our assumptions, wants to tell. Let's hold our knowledge lightly, even at the top of our game. Uncertainty is wisdom in motion.